This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The primary suspect in Friday's shootings in Christchurch, New Zealand, made a court appearance today, though a plea was put off until next month. 28-year-old Brenton Harrison Tarrant from Australia went before a district court judge and was charged with murder. Mike Bush is the Canterbury Police Commissioner.
He has been remanded to the High Court for the 5th of April. And what charges he faces then will be determined by this investigation.
Tarrant is a self-declared white supremacist. New Zealand's Prime Minister says, as brutal as it was, with 49 people killed, the shooting could have been even worse. More from Reuters correspondent Ed Giles.
New Zealand's Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, confirmed on Saturday it was clear that young children had been caught up in the attack, saying the attacker had intended to continue the rampage when he was stopped by police.
None of those apprehended had a criminal history either here or in Australia. And as I said last night, they were not on any watch lists either here or in Australia. Given global indicators around far-right extremism, our intelligence community has been stepping up their investigations in this area.
Ed Giles of Reuters filed that report. French police used water cannon on yellow vest protesters in Paris today as people rallied for the 18th weekend of anti-government demonstrations in the capital. What began last November as an outcry against President Emmanuel Macron's plan to raise fuel taxes has transformed itself into a broader, leaderless movement, pushing the theme that the government is out of touch with the hardships faced by low-income French households. This is VOA News. Russia says it will not leave unanswered the sanctions that the U.S., Canada, and the European Union have imposed for Russia's 2018 attack on three Ukrainian ships, the annexation of Crimea, and Russian activities in eastern Ukraine. The U.S. Treasury Department said in a statement its sanctions target six Russian individuals and eight entities in response to what was called Russia's ongoing aggression in Ukraine. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued his first veto. He uses it to kill the congressional vote to undo his declaration of a national emergency along the U.S. southern border. Surrounded by law enforcement officials, as well as parents of children killed by illegal immigrants in the United States, Mr. Trump Friday called the congressional action dangerous and reckless.
It is definitely a national emergency. Rarely have we had such a national emergency. Therefore, to defend the safety and security of all Americans, I will be signing and issuing a formal veto of this reckless resolution.
The president's veto goes to Congress, where there is little chance it will be overridden, which the White House says will open the way to secure billions of dollars in funding for a southern border wall. If you're planning to visit Venice, put something a bit extra in your travel budget. The city will soon begin charging an entrance fee. Venice Mayor Luigi Brugnaro says the money raised will help pay for the upkeep of the city, which routinely has more tourists than permanent residents. Sabina Castelfranco reports for VOA.
City administrators say the maintenance costs of Venice are extremely high compared to other cities. Visitors who stay in hotels for the night are already paying a tax, which is added to their room rate. But later this year, day trippers or tourists who visit Venice for just a few hours will also be subject to a fee.
The fees range from the equivalent of $3 to $11 per person. No date when all this begins. European Union leaders are warning that while they are ready to grant more time for Britain to finalize its Brexit decision, there could be tough conditions attached if the extension turns into a lengthy one. British Prime Minister Theresa May will ask the EU's 27 other national leaders next week to delay Britain's departure until at least the end of June. The original date was March 29th. May appears intent on trying again in the coming week to get Parliament to approve her exit deal, which has already been defeated twice. All that seems certain at this point is that come March 30th, Britain will still be a member of the European Union. Voters in Slovakia are going to the polls today in round one of the country's presidential election. There are two top contenders in a field of 13. Gene Randall, VOA News.